A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's Advent again, and we anticipate familiar themes. Be prepared. Be ready. In today's first reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, we are asked to be prepared. We are asked to be ready to evangelize. Evangelization is a key for Paul. And it's also been a key for both John Paul II and for the current Pope, Benedict XV. Paul asks us, how can they call on the Lord if they do not believe? And how can they believe if they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? My friends, are you ready to be sent? Are you prepared to preach either by word or by action? I can assure you, and I'm sure you know this, that our Protestant friends are ready. You know they are. You often see them walking the streets and coming to your door. But we Catholics, we aren't nearly ready. We aren't nearly prepared. And so I ask you, are you ready right now? Do you have the courage right now to answer questions about our faith from your children and your grandchildren? Are you ready right now? Do you have the courage right now to challenge your children, to challenge your grandchildren when they are doing something offensive to the faith? My friends, today is the feast day of Saint Andrew, the brother of Peter. Andrew is one of the big four, the first four disciples to follow Jesus. Peter and his brother Andrew, John and his brother James. Now Peter, John, and James, not Andrew, were at the Transfiguration. Peter, John, and James, not Andrew, were in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus. Why not Andrew? Why wasn't he there? I think the Gospel of John gives us a clue. John tells us that Andrew was the first believer in Jesus, the first person who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And he was sent then to preach to Peter. It was Andrew that convinced Peter to follow Jesus. So where would the church have been without Peter? Where would the church have been without Andrew? Andrew is the key. He is the person that evangelized Peter and brought him to Jesus. Andrew always believed. That's why he did not need to be there at the Transfiguration or in the Garden of Gethsemane. Evangelization. My friends, evangelize to your children and your grandchildren. Follow Andrew and do the same. Prevent rampant secularity and the emptying of our churches. Be a prophet for your family right now. And if you do so, it seems to me that the traditional Semitic saying talked about in today's first reading will then apply to you. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring